Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm just going to enjoy a nice glass of scotch tonight and get on to the film, San Fran, and get ready for a tough opponent.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist. On his way to the national championship, he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Morning, Dan.
Doing great, gentlemen. How are you?
Really enjoyed your Aaron Rodgers column. We talked a little bit about that last week, and we've talked about it again this morning because obviously he has been a bane. His existence has been horrible for the Chicago Bears over the years. And every time we look at Green Bay, we actually had a member of our panel this morning suggest he hopes they lose the Super Bowl so that they get the curse on them and they don't play well next year. Crazy. What when we look at Rodgers, we were talking about it. He's got this kind of, I don't know that he has the most dynamic personality, but when you think about the teams that he's been around, They've always kind of relied on him to do everything.
Well, I like a personality that just wants to have a scotch at the end of the night, whether they beat the Seahawks or not. I was inspired by Aaron. That's really the kind of life motivations I need from my pro athletes. Obviously he's a huge part of that team. I think the thing with Rodgers is he's now 36 years old and obviously missed the playoffs the last 2 years. It's just when you watch him in terms of just talent, creativity, just pretty much anything you'd want out of a modern quarterback, he has it. I think he's a more gifted player than Tom Brady, but to only reach one Super Bowl is something that holds you back from ever really thinking about him as one of the truly greatest quarterbacks of all time, where I think if we're sitting here saying, hey, he's going for his fourth appearance and maybe his third Super Bowl title, you could certainly put him in the absolute elite of great quarterbacks. But he's only made one. It was 9 years ago. And as I mentioned in the column, yeah, it's hard to make a Super Bowl, but Jared Goff made it last year. We had, I'm forgetting the guy in Philly now, and I wrote his
Nick
name
Foles.
Last night. You know,
yeah, he won
Nick
it.
Foles, Matt Ryan.
Rex Grossman.
You're not getting blocked by Brady. I imagine Roethlisberger or something would have been, he even made two. He would have been to Moore or some of those guys in the AFC. So the idea that playoff games, that's a lot of playoff games. And but he just hasn't always, for whatever reason, he hasn't been able to just carry his team to a Super Bowl that maybe doesn't deserve. I think he's as good as anybody that can play football that's ever played the position. And that's why I just think this is an important one for his legacy. I don't know whether he cares or not, but San Francisco's a very, very good team, but the truly great quarterbacks find ways to get to Super Bowls. And for whatever reason, Rodgers really hasn't done that.
Speaking of legacies, Dan, you're on your way to New Orleans for tonight's national championship game, LSU and Clemson. I find it fascinating, the Ed Orgeron story and sort of the arc that his career at LSU has gone and taken. As mentioned to Mully during the break, to me this epitomizes the craziness of college football. When he was the interim coach replacing Les Miles in 2016, I think that it was almost mocked, the idea that he would be the permanent head coach at LSU, and he is 60 minutes away from being a legend in Louisiana. How would you best describe what he has gone through and what's at stake tonight for him?
Yeah, he is a guy that people stop believing in for whatever reason. He was at Ole Miss and had a pretty disastrous run there. Three SEC wins, I think, in 3 years or something like that. And I almost feel like his voice and his persona, the size, he almost got pegged as just nothing more than a D-line coach. And everybody likes having Ed Orgeron around, and he's a, you know, we coming, and all these, the whole voice and everything, and it's great, but it's like they stop seeing him as a head coach. And so he ends up at interim at USC, which, is, of course, has been looking for a coach since Pete Carroll left. And he went 6-2, and USC just said, no way, we're not hiring this guy. And the whole thing was basically, hey, this doesn't really fit in L.A. And they kicked him aside, and that really looked like that might be it. And then again, he becomes the interim at LSU, and they take their shot at him, and he has morphed into a tremendous coach. I think when you look at both he and Dabo Sweeney, and I think you can do this more at the college level, it's a little bit more of a figurehead, motivational guy. This team took off because he brought in Joe Brady, the Saints assistant coach for the Saints, to really install a pro-style offense. And he's got Joe Burrow and all that. But I also think that's great leadership, too, is knowing what you're weak at and bringing in the right people. But, you know, Dabo Sweeney's not going to wow you with X's and O's either. He's going to wow you with motivation and personal story and all that. But I think Orgeron is a crazy story in that here's a guy that's been up, he's been down, and basically had everyone give up on him, and now he's got a shot at beating the defending national champs and closing out a perfect season.
It, you know, it's amazing that you think about it, that you got the number one draft pick this year is going to be on one team, and the number one draft pick next year is on the other team. I mean, we're looking at a pair of quarterbacks that people are dying to draft.
This is going to be a star-studded game. Hopefully, it's going to be a great game. Joe Burrow is going to go number one to Cincinnati this year, and Trevor Lawrence. They talk. You know, we would see if this is true, but the stock line is that if he was coming out this year, he would go ahead of Burrow.
Right.
Obviously, the guy's 6'6". He's Peyton Manning with wheels. But there is talent all over the field. There is two undefeated teams. You got the defending national champs. Two very colorful coaches, as you know, we just mentioned. There's a lot going on here.
So Dan, with everything going on and with the teams being as even talent-wise as they are, Clemson's big game experience, LSU, obviously the team, I think, on the bigger role this season based on who they played in their schedule. How does this go tonight?
I had a theory I would stop picking ever against Clemson. I used to have that with Alabama because I'd pick against Clemson and it'd be 28-3 in the second quarter, and I'd be wondering, you know, exactly how many scotches did I have with Aaron Rodgers. But I'm picking against Clemson, so I don't care. I like this LSU team. They haven't played in a national title game, but they played in a ton of big games this year. In the SEC West, they went to Alabama and won. They have been battle tested. They have a ton of talent. They're going to be playing this thing in the Superdome. They will have a little bit of the home field advantage, although it's not as bad as Dabo Sweeney's trying to claim. I think Joe Burrow is an unbelievable player. Joe Burrow this year has passed for at least 70% completion rating in every game. Never before done in college football. He reminds me, he's had a couple bad quarters, but he often seems to learn from that quarter. And talking to assistant coaches, both who have played against him and tried to scheme against him or his own guys, there's an element where he just is really good at learning from the mistakes, incredibly accurate, and the pre-snap read is at a very high level for a college player, almost a pro level for a college player. And so I think that is I think even if things go bad a little bit early for Burrow, he's not going to get rattled and just can continue to kind of to show out. So I think in this game, I'll take LSU, but I'm doing that against my ironclad caveat of not picking against Clemson. So we'll see.
Dan, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Really appreciate
it. Thanks, Dan, and congratulations on the documentary.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys. Anytime.
Okay, Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.